What's good, Black Star Podcast? And this is your boy, Jared. And today, I want to talk to you guys about the temperature in America. Now, I know I have some foreign listeners listening to me on this podcast. So, just listen to me, and I'm going to give you a little scenario of what I mean. So, we've been hearing for the past few weeks of there being a lot of mass shootings going on in America. Everybody in the political theater, they want to say that it's because we have all these guns and we need gun control for Americans. But that isn't the reason why we have so many any mass shootings. The reason why there's so many mass shootings going on nowadays is because Americans are not happy. Americans are not happy with the economy. Americans are not happy with the political side. Americans are not happy with the job economics going on. Americans are just not happy. We've had jobs go to all sorts of other countries, like China, Indonesia, Asia, all across Asia, Thailand, Philippines, for customer service. You have a lot of Americans angry at the fact that our government and the elite in America are sending jobs over to other countries. And a lot of Americans are pissed off at the fact that they're pushing this bullshit narrative. And they're also, I don't want to talk about this because I already know my stance on this is going to be a problem. But a lot of Americans are not happy with them changing genders. So what's happening is, it's causing a reaction. And this is only in mass shootings, it's only a skull. See, what's going to happen is, and I can pretty much already call this shit for what I see, we're going to have more mass shootings. Sorry to say it, but people, you need to get your firearms. You need to get your guns. Stop being a bitch when it comes to having a gun. Stop being a bitch, because you're going to need to protect yourself. The government's going to lose control over the country. And then what we're going to have is, we're going to have anarchy. Let's call it how I see it. We're going to have anarchy. Men all over the fucking U.S. are sick of this shit. Women are all over the fucking country sick of this shit. So what's going to happen is, you're going to have everybody forming together different ideologies coming out. And what it's going to cause is, it's going to cause a shit ton of anarchy and a shit ton of chaos. You can guarantee that. The mass shootings are only a start. And what I'm afraid to tell you guys is this. This whole transgender shit, this whole transgender fight that they're trying to pump into the media, trying to pump into people's faces, that's going to light an even bigger fuse. Because then they're going to start trying to change policy. To try to force men and women to date these people that they don't want to date. So you got to look at the fact that Americans are tired. Americans are tired of the fucking political bullshit. Americans are tired of the economic bullshit that comes along with it. Americans are just tired in general. So we're going to have a lot more of this shit going on because Americans are tired. And then, on top of that, men and women are not getting married. And that's also due to feminism and a lot of the shit that a lot of women have said and done to men. Men are not wanting to put themselves in a position of getting called a misogynist pig, like a lot of these ladies like to say. They don't want to be called a misogynist pig. Their ideals and ideology don't want to be challenged by women because of the way they think. So you're having a lot of shit that's going on, and a lot of Americans are saying, fuck it, I'm moving outside the country. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm even looking at moving somewhere outside of this country. Because I can't deal with the political bullshit. I can't deal with the political ideology of the government. I can't deal with the social engineering of this country. I just can't do it no more. And a lot of American men, especially black men, are saying, fuck it, and we're moving outside the country. The ones that can, anyway. The ones that can't, they're trying to pull other Americans back in and try to keep them in this place. But I'm going to tell you right now, look at everything that's going on in the country. And then you tell me what you believe. Men and women, if you're looking at trying to keep your sanity, especially when it comes to the U.S., I suggest you move outside this country and leave and do everything you got to do so that you can actually survive in another country. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the way that this is going, it's not going to end too well. And I'm giving it 5 to 6 years before the top blows off of this country. Economically, we're... It's not going to end well. I'm afraid that you guys are going to get caught in the crossfire. So, if you can afford to get your passport. If you can afford to leave this country, leave this country. If you can't, stack up your bread and move. Leave this country because this country is on a downfall. It's going to collapse. And I'm, like I said before, I'm afraid that a lot of Americans are going to get caught in the crossfire. So anyways, guys, like, share, subscribe to the channel, support the podcast on Spotify.com. I will see you guys on the flip side, and thank you guys for listening. See you guys later. Bye, guys.